Hello. You know, it's amazing how people react to or respond to the same thing or to the same circumstance. People just respond differently. Let me give you an illustration of this. You take a piece of meat, some sand, some clay, and some wax, and some wood shavings. You put them on the fire or heat them up some way, and you can see how each one reacts. For example, the meat's going to cook, the sand's going to dry up, the clay is going to get hard, and the wood shavings will probably blaze up, yet each one had the same outward force, let's say, applied to it. In this case, it was the heat or fire. So when I visit two people who are in jail, for example, or when I visit two people in the hospital, or when I visit two people who are senior citizens confined to their home, or when I visit two businessmen, I can see a difference in the way they respond to the very same situation, or let's call it fire. You know, it appears that what is inside them makes the difference. And I suppose one of the many words would be attitude. Like, I wonder how your attitude is now concerning a situation, maybe a fiery situation. You know, it's like difficulties make some people bitter and some people better. That's interesting, huh? Under identical influences and circumstances and environment and situations, one is made stronger, though the other is made weaker. So I'm encouraged to know that the Lord is lovingly watching me and you in our situations. And like the words in Malachi 3:3, He will sit as a refiner and purifier. He will refine them like gold and silver. I guess the idea is this, which I want to get across to you. God is watching you ever so carefully, my friend. While you're in a fiery situation, He's watching to make sure the outcome will be a person of righteousness. And I'm hoping that you'll make something good out of something that might be bad in your life right now. And my prayer would be, Lord, how true it is that some of our experiences are like being thrown into a fiery furnace. But I'm grateful that you are with this one holding the phone, just like you were with those in the fiery furnace of Daniel chapter 3. So encourage this person's inner person to be made strong in the Lord and to know something beautiful is going to follow. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, my friend, that is a promise from the Word. And I'm glad you called. And after the signal, you can talk to me if you like. Goodbye.